Good things, they say, come in small packages. Imagine, for example, a young man getting close to college graduation, proposing to his future wife. At that moment, he brings out the small jewelry box, which has the engagement ring inside. That would be a good thing. A great gift in a small container. Now imagine this same couple, after the wedding, years later. They struggle financially. They still have their student loans to pay off. They have fallen behind on their home mortgage and also their car payments. They seem to be on the brink of bankruptcy when, out of the blue, they get a notice from the bank. It's an official statement telling them that the student loans, the home mortgage, and the car payments are all paid up. They are debt-free. That would be great news. A great gift that happens to arrive in a very ordinary-looking, insignificant wrapper. What's called a number 10 business envelope. The all-time greatest example of a good thing, a great thing, in a small package and humble wrapper is what we think about this time of year, what we hear in Luke chapter 2. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ, the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." First, we should notice the greatness of the gift. It's a person, not a thing. It is the Lord God, come down from heaven as Savior of the world. Yes, God has come down to us, and it's not scary like it otherwise would be. Not when He's a newborn infant. Notice how the angels put that to shepherds on a hillside. There is born to you this day in the city of David. I don't know about you, but that's not how I talk about other people's children. If the neighbors have a newborn in the family, we could say a child born to them, not a child born to us. Only with Jesus can it be said that He is born for all. He is born for us. What a great gift! In a rather small package. About 10 pounds or less. That big. Can you identify the quality of the wrapper around this present from heaven? The angel gave these two details. Strips of cloth wrapped around the infant's body, plus an animal feed trough. It would be a sign for the shepherds, and also for us, because it indicates how it would go for Jesus in this world as a person who lived here. He was born the same way that He would live. Born in poverty, with the baby clothes of a poor person. Born in humility, with a manger crib as the best His mother could do at the time. From day one, He would live out these words, well-known words from 2 Corinthians 8. "You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that you, through His poverty, might become rich." The entire life of Christ on earth, from cradle to grave, was characterized by sacrifice. From the start, he would give up his supreme glory in heaven. For a time, he would lay aside his rights as Lord God and not operate on that constantly high level that applies to the Heavenly Father, to the Holy Spirit, and also to Jesus right now. Philippians 2 gives you the description. Christ Jesus, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant and coming in the likeness of men. Part of that sacrifice would be Jesus coming down under his own law, even though he was the lawgiver and the judge of all those who break that law. He submitted himself to its requirements, in which he would keep all of its commandments, and then let his Father judge him. He would do that in our place as part of the sacrifice, part of the gift. Philippians 2 goes on to say, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. That should really sound ominous in our ears once we realize something. Only Jesus was born to die. You were not born to die. God did not create any human to experience death as some kind of normal thing, in spite of what people want to say to the contrary. Death has always been the evil intrusion on God's creation, brought on by sin, a constant consequence of Adam and Eve's rebellion, and yes, it is part of our condemnation too. Jesus, on the other hand, as the sinless one, was sent and born for this very purpose of his death, as the sacrifice, the debt payment for all our sins, and also God's decisive way to overturn death for you and me. That too was part of the plan, part of the gift. So really, we should see the shadow of the cross looming over that manger in Bethlehem. Kind of like leaving the price tag on the present for the receiver to notice. How expensive would this sacrifice be? Only the God of grace could give himself like that. And to think, it began with a small package in a humble wrapper. We pray. Lord, cause the Christ child to be our greatest Christmas present this year and every year, the one we never throw away, the one we always treasure the most. Amen. Join me in singing from the worship supplement, hymn 711, stanza 1 and stanza 3, the first and the third stanzas of 711.